Hi, it's Paul. I'm sitting in my car. My dog Louis in the back of the car. In fact, he's just carved out a place for him in a corner which isn't occupied by any golf clubs.
It's raining.
Oh, yeah. The rain has come back in Ireland. The sun has gone away. And we're promised a lot of rain coming up. I'm lingering in the car before I go into the house after having done supermarket shopping because there's something that I find difficult to talk about during Audio Mo, during the month of June, where a goodly number of very good people record pieces of audio and share them. And you can build up a familiarity with people. You're probably never going to meet them face to face, but they do all sorts of different things than yourself. So I'm sitting here in the car thinking, when I go into the house, the number one thing I want to do after I put everything away, all the shopping that I did in the Super Value, is continue watching England versus New Zealand at cricket. Now, cricket is very difficult to talk about in the circles that I move in. I didn't go to English public school. I didn't go to any equivalent of that. I'm just a mad lover of cricket, especially Test cricket. I've got very few people to talk to about it. I looked up on the social media app that I use to share some pieces of audio and also occasionally to share an opinion or maybe even a photograph. I looked up to see if there were many people talking about cricket, writing about it, putting up a video, even putting a podcast episode up there. And there aren't. I'm thinking to myself, well, how can I talk about cricket to people who are not in any way interested in it? And it's very common to, you know, take the piss out of cricket on the grounds that, you know, these people with their silly mid-on and their leg before the wicket, or all these funny terms, third man, there's no third woman, long leg, mid-wicket, long off, all of these terminology, and the fact that sometimes you can be watching cricket for hours on end and nothing very much seems to happen. So all of these things are very difficult, but I love it. I'm going to continue being interested in cricket. I'm going to continue following the mixed fortunes of England. And I'm enjoying this match between England and New Zealand, which is taking place on what you call in cricket a wicket, which hardly anybody seems to be able to bat on because the ball bounces off the ground in very unusual ways. Some of them go along the ground, don't rise above the ankle. Others go over your head. Others bounce sideways. It's fascinating. But who on earth would be interested in it? It does give me a chance sometimes to imagine that I could be a cricket commentator, which I couldn't, by the way. I'm not good enough. I don't know enough about what cricket aficionados would require to listen to me. But I'm going to go into the house now and see what's happening. If by any chance you have even a tiny, tiny bit of interest in cricket and you hear this piece of audio, or yeah, over on, I don't do Twitter, I don't do Facebook for these things, I don't do Twitter at all. If you do it on what do you call it, oh dear, Blue Sky, yeah, do let me know whether you've ever been interested in cricket. And actually, if you dislike cricket immensely, please let me know. That would even be an interesting thing to try to understand. So before I leave the car, let me hand back to the studio.